Speedy by Max Brand. 1. When John Pearson had a dog and a gun, he felt as though he owned the entire range of the Rocky Mountains from head to heel. And he had the gun and the dog with him, and there were still 2 days of clear vacationing before the moment when he had to turn back towards his home. He loved his home, and he had made it worth living. He loved his work, and he had made it worth loving. But still, his heart was half the time running out the window of his office and plunging off among the blue peaks that he could see. It was not often that he got there in person. A weekend here and a fortnight in the slack season of the year were about all that he could afford, but he took what he could in the way of mountain days. He was on foot. He had been raised on a horse, but when his time was so short, he generally felt that one got closer to the heart of things by walking. And so he walked now, with a good, free, powerful stride, in spite of his closeness to 50 years of age. He went uphill with a strong drive. He went downhill on springs. He was a big fellow, built like a rock, bull-necked, brown-faced. The tan on the back of his neck had been built up layer by layer since the days when he was a tow-headed boy riding range on a Texas ranch. He was given a slightly professional touch, perhaps, by the short cropped mustache that he wore. It was still jet black and glistening, though his hair was very gray. And in the keen, straight-looking blue eyes was the soul of the acquisitive man. Even the glance with which he surveyed the mountains he loved was almost that of one estimating their acreage, regretting that sheep were not browsing on the difficult patches of upland grass, or that cattle were not dotting the lower valleys.